actually doing the pedal for seven from Leeds to London. It's an event raising awareness for diabetes and how important it is to sort of keep your levels around the 7% mark.
So it's a 7-day cycle. You start in Leeds on Monday, heading to Sheffield, as well as Derby, Coventry, Leicester, Birmingham, Oxford, and you're finishing Gatwick on the 16th of June. You're part of a cycling team, Novo Nordisk, who everyone involved has diabetes. Is that correct?
It is correct.
So how do you manage diabetes and be a top-class professional cyclist at the same time?
I guess that, you know, the way I try to look at it is being a professional cyclist is actually a hard enough job as it is, maintaining, you know, your fitness and your peak physical condition. And, you know, I just like to look at it that, you know, type 1 diabetes is no barrier to that, and it's just another thing I have to juggle. Yeah, it has its ups and downs at times, but for the most part it's just a bit of careful moderation and just trying to keep on top of my diet and fitness, and it all sort of counter helps each other out, if you know what I mean.
Do you think perhaps that's a message that doesn't get across to many people, that it's not necessarily the be-all and end-all? You can still be active, you can still have a career in sport like you do.
Absolutely, it's definitely no barrier at all, and that's what I want to get out there and get the word out there that you can achieve your dreams, you know, no barriers, and motivate people to get out and achieve their childhood dreams. Being a professional cyclist was one of mine, so I'm absolutely stoked to tick that one off.
So the weather at the moment, as I look out of the window, is not too great for you, but I guess as a cyclist, what kind of weather conditions do you prefer when you're going on a 7-day ride as you are?
Yeah, absolutely love the sunny weather. You can't beat it, but I'm sure Britain's going to hopefully turn it on for us. Been summer and all.
I mean, hopefully so. I mean, I'm just looking at the figures here. 700 people are diagnosed with diabetes every day, so that's the one person every 2 minutes. I guess it's very important that you're able to get this message across in Diabetes Week, that, you know, you can have a very active lifestyle, even as like yourself at the elite levels of sport.
Absolutely. You know, and if we can just be a little beacon of hope for people out there and show them what can be done, well, I think we've set out to achieve what we want to do.
What's it like being part of a team which is all diabetic members? I guess that's a great support to you as well, but it must be a great inspiration to those out there as well.
Oh, it's amazing. I can't... it's been a fantastic part of my life, and, you know, those teammates are some of your best friends as well, and the stuff you learn from each other, not only with regards to type 1 and diabetes, is, you know, you balance off each other, but you also learn how to work around each other. It's just a hugely motivational thing, you know, the crowds out there come and cheer you on.
I just see you were diagnosed at age 16, is that right? I mean, how difficult was it, especially at that age, when there's already a million and one different things going on with your body, to be able to cope with that emotionally and physically?
Yeah, I mean, I always tried to look at it that it wasn't going to hold me back. I do remember my doctor actually ringing me the next morning and saying, you know, how did you get much sleep last night, Aaron? And I actually slept really well. It was almost, I knew something wasn't quite right with my body, and the diagnosis was almost a relief. So, you know, the way I tried to look at it was, hey, look, you know, it's not the end of the world, and it's going to, you know, spur me on, and it has. It's huge motivation to keep going.
I see there's over 39,000 people just in the Leeds area living with either type 1 or type 2 diabetes. I guess it's one of those things where I guess many people like myself who are non-diabetic don't realise just how many people it does affect.
Yeah, it does. And you know, it's a big issue we have out there and around the world at the moment. So, you know, we just want to promote healthy living with type 1 and with diabetes to show that anything is possible.
Obviously, you start the ride on Monday in Leeds and heading to Sheffield as well in the Yorkshire area. So we wish you well with the ride. And where can we find out more information, and where can we see you this week?
You can find out a bit more information at teamnovonordisk.com. And you would just hope to see you run out on the side of the road cheering us on.
Excellent stuff. Thank you very much for your time, and we wish you well this week.
Cool. Thank you very much, Richard. Cheers.